ईश्वर्याणि पुनः प्रेषितानि भाग्यम् आहुति यदृष्टया
राजोवाच न नूनं भगवो आत्मरामानां योग सम्मिलित ज्ञान अवभर्जित कर्म बीजानां ऐश्वर्याणि पुनः क्लेशदानि भवितुम् अर्हन्ति यदिच्छयो उपगतानि। आत्मरामानां सेल्फ सेटिस्फाइड। देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ मैन, आत्माराम अपश्यताम आत्मतत्त्वम्। वन हू डज नॉट नो व्हाट इज द सोल एंड व्हाट इज द बिजनेस ऑफ द सोल। अपश्यताम आत्मतत्त्वम्। आत्मतत्त्वम्, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वन हैज टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी, आई एम आत्मा सोल अहम ब्रह्मास्मि। देन वी फिक्स अप आवर बिजनेस If I do not know what I am, Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gramma Babahare Koya Pandit Sottakari Mani Apunar Hitahit Kishunaya. This is going on. So-called learned philosophers, scientists, educationists, people call them learned scholars. But Sanatana Goswami refused to accept. He said, Gramma Babahare Kahoye Pandit. Sottakari Mani, that is our nature. Just like a beggar comes, he gives his blessing. Sir, you become king, you become opulent, and so on. So he thinks now this beggar is blessing me. I become a king. All right, you take some rupees. This is not. They do not know Atma Tattvam. They think that this beggar's blessing will make me happy. No. One should know Atma Tattvam and act accordingly. That Atma Tattva begins after being liberated. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasuchati Nakhang Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhavakti Nilapati Para. That is Atma Tattva. One should know, simply understanding Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, that is also knowledge, at least, than the Kurmis. Kurmis, they have been described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as murhas, asses. They do not know what is the aim of life, simply working. Sabir Braha Ustrakharai Sangasuta Purushapasu. So in Shastra, the human being who has no knowledge of Atma Tattva, such person is compared with four kinds of animals. Sha means dog. Birbaraha. Birbaraha means the pig. You have seen in Vrindavan so many pigs are loitering, searching after stool. Sabir Braha Ustra. Ustra also you have seen. They are so foolish. The thorny herbs and the tongue is cut and there is blood oozing out. And the blood is tasted with the thorns. And he thinks, I'm eating very palatable things. He's eating thorn, but because it is mixed up with his own blood, the foolish animal is thinking it is very tasteful. So these animals have been selected to compare with the human being. If they are apasyatam atma tattvam griheshu grihamedina sotabhyadini rajendra ninang santi sahasas apasyatam atma tattvam griheshu grihamedina. That is a person, one who does not know atma tattva. And one who knows atma tattva and the business of Atma Tattva, they are called Atmaram, Atmaram. Enjoy. Unless we become Atmaram, there is no possibility of happiness. Just like these Goswamis, they are very opulent ministers, but they are not happy, they resign from the post. Tattva Churnamasesa Mandalapati Saneng Sada Tuchva. There was no happiness. or and what they adopted. They adopted the life of a mendicant. Taktatu namasi samandalapati saning sada tuchava bhutva dina ganesako karunaya kopi nakanthasito. For doing good to the others, they accepted kopi nakanthasito. So, it is not a business of imitation that I am following the principles of Rupa Goswami. That is not so easy to become Rupa Goswami, Atmaram. They are busy, very busy in transcendental activities. Simply to give up the family life or big post and come to Vrindavan and live cheaply by begging some chapati and become Rupa Goswami, that is not ideal. You should follow Rupa Goswami, their footprints. Taktatu namasi samandala. First of all, Rupa Goswami, their giving up family life was meaningful. Well, if somebody out of poverty, he comes to Vrindavan to solve the chapati problem. That is not Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, they are engaged. Nana sastra vichara naika nipuno saddharma sanasthapo lokanam hitakari. They are simply thinking how these rascals will be benefited by Krishna consciousness. That is what they are doing. Lokanam hitakari. They are like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, suci tata vimukuci tasa. Suci tato vimukuci tasa. Maya sukhaya bharavad bahato vimura. Prahlad Maharaj was anxious for not for himself. Naivad vidi paradurattya avaitaranya. Tadvijya gayana mahamratamagina chitta. My Lord, personally, I have no problem. It is finished. Shamin Kitartus. Dhruva Maharaj also says the same thing. A devotee, but personal, because they are Atmarama. They have no business for personal satisfaction. They are completely satisfied, Atmara. But they have got another dissatisfaction, that seeing men like us engaged in sense gratification and working whole day and night like dogs and pigs, see, they are very much anxious. Tato vimukha chetas, without Krishna consciousness, they are working so hard day and night like asses and pigs and dogs. They are very much anxious for this. How to stop this foolish person from this unnecessary trouble? Unnecessary trouble. That Rishabhdev has already instructed us in the beginning, that don't spoil your life working so hard like hogs and dogs. No, this is not. Nasadhu manne. This is not good. But they are thinking, now it is advertised that work hard, work hard. And the people have come to the stage of pulling thela and rickshaw, and still they have to work hard. This is the position. So, because they do not know what is, how to become Atmaram. That is the difficult. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to teach people how to become Atmaram. When one becomes Atmaram, then yoga samidita jnana, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, if one takes to bhakti yoga, then automatically the atma jnana, atma tattva jnana becomes developed. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojit. Simply, if you engage yourself in the devotional service of Vasudev means Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Real, another meaning of Vasudev, you is all pervading. Sarvatra Vasate iti Vasudev. God is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham ekappasaurachayatum jagadanna koti yachaktirasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham Govindamari Gurujam Ramam. This is Vasudev, creature of Krishna. He is as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu Annantarastham within this universe. And Paramanu Chayantarastham Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesh Arjuna Tishtati. So this Vasudev, Krishna, if we engage ourselves in devotional service, that is yoga. Yoga janyan madasre, Krishna says. Mayasakta manapratha yoga janyan madasre. That is real yoga. Madasre. Under me, or a person who has taken shelter in me, madasre. That madasraya means it is not possible to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna directly. That is not possible. You have to take the shelter of a person who has already taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is madasraya. So that yogam. So this Atmarama, this Goswami is Prahlad Maharaj. They are Atmara. Their karma beach is fried. What is said? Avabharjitani. Even if you pour water, no, it is finished. So those who are Atmarama, those have taken to the Bhakti Yogam, they are karma for is finished. Karmani niddhati kintu cha bhakti vaja. They are not. A devotee may be observed that he is also engaged in ordinary work. He is also printing books and selling them and maintaining mathas and temples. So he is also doing business. No, that is not business. That is bhakti. Sometimes bhakti appears to be like ordinary karma, but it is not karma. It is karma in this way, that the same peace, it looks like peace, but if you sow it, it will not produce anymore. Bharjitani, ava bharjitani. Jagyarthe karmanatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you work for Krishna, it appears to be ordinary work, but it is not ordinary work. It is not the cause of bandhan. But if you work for Krishna, there is no more karma bandhan. Karmani niddhati cha kintu cha bhakti bhaja. All others, Jastindra Gopa Mahaindra. There is a germ. It is called Indra Gopa. From Indra Gopa to that Indra, the king of heaven, everyone is bound up by the laws of karma. Everyone is bound up. But a bhakta is not bound up. How he can be bound up? Because as soon as he surrenders to Krishna, Krishna gives him assurance, aham tva sarva papibha mokkhasya. Immediately finish. So we can become immediately liberated. Liberated means who has no karma bandhan, no resultant action, avabharchitan. That is liberation. Taktad yang punarjanma nait. Devotee, he may seem, he may appear that he is also dying, but his death, an ordinary death, is different. Here, takta deham punarjanma naiti. And others, that dying, tatha dehantara prapti. There is a difference. Kormi, it appears, the kormi, people may say, a kormi is dying, and bhakta is dying. What is the benefit? No. He is not dying, but he is dying or giving up this body for living forever. And the non-devotees, he is dying to accept another body. That is the difference. Tatha dehantara prapti. So if you remain a minister, a president, or some very big man, but if you are not a devotee, then you have to accept another body. Karmana daivanetrena. You have to, daivanetrena, by superior management, superior administration, it will be judged what kind of karma you have done. Although you are minister, but you have acted like an hawk, like a dog, then you have to accept the body. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. That we do not know. They do not believe, at the modern days, they do not believe that there is next life and it is conducted by the laws of nature. Prakita kriyamanani gunai saros. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunishu. Why there are difference of birth? One is king, another is dog, one is tree, another is worm. They are all living entities, part and parcel of Krishna. Sarvajunishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtaya. They are all part and parcel. Mavivangsa jivabhuta. They are all my part and parcel. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsati. They are struggling in this material nature because conducted by this mind and indriyas. So we have to give up this. Atmarama means we have to give up for good the dictation of the mind. Then you are liberated. Sabai mana krishna padara vindayo vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu vandane. This is Ambarish Maharaj's example. All devotees, they have no other desires. Vaikuntha. Pallad Maharaj also says, tad vijja gāyana maha amrta magna citta. I am simply engaged in describing the powerful activities of your lords. That should be our life. If you stick to this point, then we shall not speak anything except glorifying the Supreme Lord. If we make that point fixed up, we shall not talk foolishly. Simply, vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu vandane. We shall use our legs to go to the temples. We shall use our eyes to see the deity, how nicely he is decorated, and appreciate. We shall use our hand in cleansing the temple, in playing the instruments, khol, kartal, for chanting. So ear for hearing Krishna's pastimes, nose for smelling the flower offered to Krishna. In this way, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanang Bhakti Ruchati. When you engage your senses, Rishikesa Sevanam, the senses are not yours, because this body is given by Krishna through the agency of Maya. He wanted this thing, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtati. He knows what you are wanting, because he is constantly seeing you. He is sitting within your heart, the same tree, two birds. One bird, I am the individual soul. Another bird is Krishna. So he knows, and he is giving me the facility. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. He knows what I am desiring, and he is asking Maya, give him this body. So in this way, if we remain entrapped in the laws of material nature, then it is not good. Nasadhu manne jato atmanoyam asannapi klesa dayasa deha. This practice we should give up. Manodharma, mental concoction. We should immediately accept Krishna's instruction and be situated in Atma Dharma. That is Atmana. Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritajya Mami Gangsana. Thank you very much.